Wow, there's some great singing going on there and so much energy from these guys at the front. I think you've got more energy left after this week than I've got anyway, that's for sure. So as we've said, this week we've been learning about who Jesus is, and we've been using some stories from the Bible to do that. We've had four Bible detectives that we've been looking at who've helped us to answer a bit about that question in that rap that Hannah did. Who is this man? Who is this man, Jesus? So, our first Bible detective was a boy with a packed lunch. Can anyone who was here remember what he had in his lunch? Sam? He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Bit of an odd packed lunch, perhaps. Maybe not what we'd have in our packed lunch. But that was the packed lunch that he had. And can anyone remember what Jesus did with those 5 loaves and 2 fish? Yeah. Yeah, he made 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish feed 5,000 people. Now, there's quite a lot of people here this morning, but quite a lot less than 5,000. So a lot of people. I don't think I could feed you with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I think we'd all still be hungry. But Jesus fed 5,000 people with it. Now, there are lots of stories in here we could have chosen to make the point that we made about him with that. We could have chosen the story where he calmed a storm just by speaking to it. We could have chosen the story where he walked on water. We could have chosen any one of many stories where he healed people who were sick. Because the thing about Jesus is that he can do things that seem impossible. He can do things that only God can do. He has power over the whole of creation, over the whole world, in a way that none of the rest of us do. He's a special person with special powers. It's like he's king of all of the world. So, that was our first Bible detective. Who can remember the name of our second Bible detective? It's a bit of an odd name, a bit of an unusual name. Yeah? Zacchaeus, yeah. Now, Zacchaeus was a very little man, and he had a very big problem. Can anyone remember what his big problem was? Yeah. He kept taking money and stealing from people. So his big problem was that he was a sinner, wasn't it? Now, we learnt on that day that we're all a little bit like Zacchaeus. We may not steal people's money. We may not be tax collectors. But none of us gets everything right all of the time. We don't love each other as much as we should. We don't love God as much as we should. And really, what that's all about is the fact that we don't want to live with Jesus as king of our lives. We want to live as if we're in charge, as if we wear the crown, as if we're the people in charge of our lives. And we all do that, every single one of us, every day. So we may not be like Zacchaeus, but we are all people who sin. But what else did Zacchaeus have as well as a big problem? He had something else. Yellows are being worryingly quiet this morning. So yes, he had a big friend, and that friend was Jesus, wasn't it? Because even though he was a sinner, Jesus, the king of the world, went to his house for dinner. That was amazing, wasn't it? Incredible that he would do that. And then the next day, we learnt just how much of a big friend Jesus really is to all of us. Because can anyone remember who our Bible detective was the next day? Yeah. Can't remember? Yeah. It was 2 robbers and Jesus on the cross. And there was one robber in particular that we've talked about. Now, we said that we all live lives that are sinful. We all try to live as if we're in control. The problem is there are consequences to that. I want you to imagine for a minute that you've been invited to go to Buckingham Palace to visit the Queen. Okay? Ooh, yeah. You're off to visit the Queen. It's a big grand event, so she's all dressed up in all her robes and she's wearing her crown, and you're in the line and you go up and it's your turn to shake her hand. But instead of shaking her hand, you take her crown and you put it on your head. What would happen if you did that? What do you think might happen? Yeah? What do you think might happen? Yeah? You might get arrested, yeah? You certainly wouldn't be allowed back to Buckingham Palace again, would you? You wouldn't be allowed to meet the Queen again. It's your one chance, and you ruined it. And, you know, just as you wouldn't get to meet the Queen if you stole her crown, there are consequences when we try and steal God's crown too. It means that we can't be friends with him, even though he wants to be friends with us. We saw that with Zacchaeus. Jesus, God, wanted to be friends with Zacchaeus, but we can't. And so God has a rescue plan. And that's what we saw when Jesus died on the cross and he had the two robbers, one either side of him. Which one? There was one of the robbers that said something that meant that he got to be friends. Can you remember what it was that he said? Can you remember? He said, sorry. He did. He said, sorry. And he said something else as well. There were two really important things. He said, sorry. And Clara? No? Should we say? He recognized that Jesus was actually the king. He said, you may be dying. You may be on the cross dying, but I can see that you really are the Son of God. You really are the person you say you are. That's what he said. And can you remember what Jesus said to him afterwards? Yeah. You have a place in heaven. You can be friends with God. But this wasn't the end, was it? Because then we had another Bible detective the next day. Can you remember his name? Can we remember that? Yeah. Thomas. Yeah. Now, Thomas was one of Jesus' disciples, wasn't he? So he'd spent years alongside Jesus. He'd seen all the amazing things Jesus could do. But what happened? What happened? What had Jesus done? He'd risen from the dead. Did Thomas believe it straight away? Did Thomas go, oh yeah, Jesus, you did all those amazing things. That must be true. No, he doubted, didn't he? He needed to see the proof. But when he did see the proof, what did he do? He believed straight away. And then what else did he do? He did one other thing. Yeah. He felt the scars on his hand. That's how he knew it was true, wasn't it? Great memory. When he believed it was true, he chose to follow Jesus. He chose to follow him. Now, Inspector Soufflé, should we all say that? Because it does sound great. One, two, three.
Soufflé.
I said everyone. That means grown-ups as well.
Soufflé.
Better. Inspector Soufflé had to make a choice, didn't he, between his two detective agencies. We have to make a choice as well. When we know that Jesus died and rose again, we have to make a choice about whether we follow him or not. Do we try to live as if we're in charge of our own lives? Or are we willing to make Jesus the one in charge of our lives? The one who is God, who will die on a cross so that we can be friends with Jesus. Because our final detective is Jesus himself. Because Jesus said those words that we've been learning from our memory verse. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And this is the amazing bit. Anyone who believes in me, anyone who chooses to follow me, will live, even though they die. Even though we don't deserve to be friends with God, we can be. All we have to do is choose to trust in Jesus and to make him the king of our lives. Now, I just need to say very quickly, even if we've made that decision, we still sometimes get it wrong. On a good day, we sometimes get it wrong. Most days, we often get it wrong. And we have to keep going back and doing this. So I'm going to say to you this morning, whether it's for the first time in your life or for the 10th time this morning, are you going to choose to let Jesus be king of your life? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you are a God who loves us, that you're a God who wants to be our friend. And we thank you that you're prepared to pay such a high price so that we can be friends with you. Help us to think about what that means and help us to choose really wisely whether we follow you or whether we try to carry on as kings of our own lives. Amen.